Your AI bill doubled last month and you have zero idea why. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 259. I'm Izzo, and today Boone and I are diving into Prismo, a platform that promises to cut your AI costs by up to 40% just by changing one line of code.
And honestly, the timing couldn't be better. I've been watching teams burn through thousands on GPT-4 calls that could have been handled by cheaper models.
Right? It's like the early cloud days all over again. Everyone's spinning up AI features, costs are exploding, and finance is asking very pointed questions about that invoice.
So here's what caught my attention about Prismo. It's not just cost tracking. It's a smart proxy that sits between your app and providers like OpenAI, making routing decisions in real time.
Boone, break down how that actually works. What does smart routing mean in practice?
They've built what they call a complexity score for every request. The system analyzes your prompt, figures out if this really needs GPT-4 or if GPT-4 Mini can handle it, then routes automatically.
That's clever. So instead of developers having to think about model selection every time, the platform just does it?
Exactly. And they're doing semantic caching too. If you've asked a similar question recently, it serves the cached result instead of hitting the API again.
Okay, but here's my product manager brain kicking in. How do they handle quality? Because saving money by giving users worse responses is not actually saving money.
That's where it gets interesting. They call it quality-aware downgrading. The system learns from your usage patterns and only routes to cheaper models when it's confident the output quality won't suffer.
I'm giving that a solid A- for product thinking. The integration story is what really sells me, though. Literally just change your base URL from api.openai.com to their proxy.
Yeah, that's the killer feature. No SDK changes, no refactoring. You get instant visibility into spend by team, by service, by model. Plus budget enforcement with hard caps.
Which is huge for any company doing AI at scale. You can finally answer, why did our AI bill spike? Instead of just hoping it doesn't happen again.
And they support both OpenAI and Anthropic out of the box. The architecture is basically a transparent proxy with a bunch of optimization logic sitting in the middle.
What's the competitive landscape look like? They're positioning against Helicon and Portkey.
Most of those are pure observability plays. They'll show you where money went after you spent it. Prismo is actively trying to spend less money in the first place.
That's a better value prop. We'll help you understand your AI costs versus we'll automatically cut your AI costs. Easy choice.
The technical approach reminds me of how CDNs evolved. Start with caching, add intelligent routing, then layer on analytics and control.
Exactly. And at $29 a month for the starter tier, that pays for itself if you save like $100 on AI calls. Which seems very doable.
Oh, definitely. Especially if you're doing any kind of batch processing or customer-facing AI features where you're making thousands of requests.
The enterprise pricing is contact us, which usually means expensive, but if you're spending 10 grand a month on AI, a few hundred for optimization is a no-brainer.
I'm honestly tempted to add this to my weekend project list. Build a simple version for personal projects just to understand the routing logic better.
Do it. And speaking of building, let's give people some concrete next steps.
First, if you're already using OpenAI or Anthropic in production, try their free tier. Literally change one line of code and see what your actual usage patterns look like.
Second, start tracking your AI costs manually if you're not already. Set up some basic alerts in your cloud billing. You need visibility before you can optimize.
And third, this is the fun one, experiment with model routing in your own projects. Build a simple classifier that decides between GPT-4 and GPT-4 Mini based on prompt complexity.
That's actually a great learning exercise. You'll understand the trade-offs way better than just reading about them. Plus, you might discover that half your complex prompts work fine on cheaper models. That's real money back in your pocket. AI cost optimization is just getting started. Tools like Prismo are the canary in the coal mine. Smart routing and governance are about to become table stakes for any serious AI deployment.